Today is Monday, the 12th of February 2024. I was awakened at midnight because of bombing and couldn't fall asleep again. Around 5 a.m., there was a very strong airstrike, and at the beginning, I thought it was my home. Then, within seconds, I remember my kids, and I heard things falling apart in the room. So I covered my youngest daughter, who was sleeping on my arm, with sheets and go running to my other kids. My middle daughter was sleeping next to me. I covered her with my body. There was a lot of things hitting my back, stones, wood, a lot of other things that I couldn't understand in the few seconds. At that moment, I feel nothing but pain, horrified. I was really out of mind, out of place. After I checked that my kids are okay, I was worried about my family because I am currently living on their roof. I went down there, all the glasses have been broken, but thank God they are all alive and nobody was injured. We left our home for an hour till the sunrise and we could see better. When I came back, I saw what's been happening. Everything was covered with sand, with dust. All the windows and doors have been broken. We lost a lot of things, but at least we are alive. A friend of me called, asked me if it was fine. But to be honest, I forget the meaning of fine. Everybody here just checking on each other if we are alive. It's not easy anymore to continue at the same level. Those people were sheltering, I don't know how the number, nobody knows the exact number, but they lost everything. On our home, when we were checking, I found pieces of human flesh. We found a whole lower limb belonged to a human that we don't know who he is. When I saw the pieces of the flesh on the floor, I cried. I know that this message means nothing to a lot of people and will change nothing. But I know that if we didn't leave now, we will leave on the next airstrike or the next. And to be honest, the one who died is the one who's lucky. The one who lived to suffer again and again and again, who the one has been cursed and abandoned by all people all around the world. It's not fair and it's not justice. I don't know how anybody can sleep knowing that our kids are suffering for nothing. We are only civilians. I am a doctor. My husband is a doctor. And we are suffering since day one of this war. I don't know if it's going to end soon. I don't know if we're going to survive the next 1 hour or two. All I know that the only thing that keep my mind from falling apart is my faith in God that He is merciful. He is merciful and He won't let us down. Not like what all people around the world did.